This is a desktop movie.
I'm scared. What?
Because it's spooky season.
It is spooky season. You scare me. I said I was recording. I said, don't do anything scary. I have to hit the record button and I have to go and feed the tiny gnomes that record the audio onto the tape. And they etch it in. They're like court stenographers, but for podcasting. And what they do is they just listen. And you scared me and... And the little podcast gnomes, all with your silly boo.
You might be boring the audience with all your technical podcast jargon.
No, podcasting people love talking about podcasting. That's 101.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm sorry I scared you and the tiny podcast gnomes. I was just trying to get in the season.
That's fair. I forgive you. The gnomes, they're giving me major head shakes. They're saying no. Sorry, I guess. I don't know. We'll see how it comes by the end.
That's our last episode.
Well, yeah, you know, I'll try and talk them out. They're in a union, so like, they just, you know, they'll probably want like adequate bathroom breaks or something crazy, and I'll see if I can throw them a bone, and we'll see what we can do.
I appreciate you sticking your neck out for me.
Welcome to 2D or Not 2D, our animated movie podcast. I'm Brandon,
and I'm Nikki.
Where each month we watch an animated movie, a different one, usually something a little bit off the beaten track, something that's not your, you know, most common ones. We're not like going to some crazy places or anything, but just something that's a little different and talking about it and just having a little roundtable discussion. What movie did we watch this month?
We watched Hell and Back.
Hell and Back. 2015 claymation, stop motion, I should say. I don't know that it's clay, but stop motion film. This one, we're going to spoil it, and it's not for children. We'll just say that off the bat, right?
Not for children.
Before we hop into it, what else have you been ingesting here recently?
Well, Brandon, I have one episode left of my drama called Best Lover. And boy, if I may, I just want to leave you with a little... Because I haven't really been watching much. I've been busy doing other things. Really, when I have the time, that's what I've been watching. They do this great thing where at the end of every episode, there's always a hard stop. Like, they cut it hard. It's like freeze frame. And then there's little heart-shaped bolo lights, right? So it's really pretty. And then it goes to the credits, whatever. There have been some very dramatic things that have happened in the past two episodes. And they've both ended with someone getting stabbed. And then freeze frame, little glittery heart.
Oh, no.
And it's so good. Like, it's so dramatic, and I'm so in the moment, and then that happens, and I just start crying laughing. It's been great. But other than that, we watch Saturday morning cartoons in this house, and we've been kind of cycling through Bob's Burgers, Archer, the regular show, and this weekend we watched a couple episodes of King of the Hill.
Nice.
What have you been watching?
No, I miss the regular show. I love... we watched a couple episodes of that when we went and visited you guys. And I have my Mordecai, not Mordecai, Rigby. I have my little Rigby statue across from me.
That's amazing. This is actually my first time watching the regular show. I didn't watch it back in the day. Mm. So that's why we're watching through it, because Ty did and I didn't. That's awesome. I didn't know that you liked the regular show so much.
Yeah. My dad and I used to watch it a bunch. Strangely, just like towards the end of like high school, like there were times where we would have availability together and we would watch either the regular show or Adventure Time. And I
love that.
When I moved into the accounting department in the same office building where my dad worked, first day on the job, he had left me a tiny Ice King and Rigby figurine on my desk. So still have those. So yeah, I love the regular show. I've been watching just garbage. I'm I'm brain dead. For the other podcast I do with my partner, Donna, for Spooky Season, we're doing Ju-On, The Grudge, 2002 Japanese mm-hmm. film. And so I did what I did last year for Ringu, where I went through and watched all the Ring movies. I went through and watched all the Grudge movies.
Okay.
And, you know, if you're not familiar, they're different films. I've watched 14 Grudge movies.
Oh my God.
Last month. But if you want to hear me talk more in depth about them individually, you can listen to that episode that comes out, came out actually 10 days before this one came out. So it's already out by this time. But yeah.
The Okie-Okie Show?
Yes, the Okie-Okie Show. But I'm all grudged out. But I did watch, after watching all of those, I watched Jordan Peele's new movie, Nope. And loved that. That was out of this world. I did not expect to like it a lot, but it might actually be one of my favorite movies I've seen this year. I think even if you're not a really big horror movie fan, like, check out Nope. It's a good bridge, I think, between, did you see Get Out or Us?
Nope.
No. Get Out or Us.
I didn't do that on purpose.
I recommend all of Jordan Peele's stuff. Like, even if, again, like, they're just not, I mean, but Nope specifically, like, talking to you, Nick, of like,
yes,
I know you're not
as big, someone who doesn't like spooky stuff.
Yeah. It's different and it's still spooky. Don't get me wrong. Like, I mean, have that with a grain of salt, but it's not, I don't know. I won't say any more about it. It's just really liked it and kind of blew my mind. So I'm nice. Recovering. Oh, I started watching a bit more. I already said this, the Cuphead show. I did play the new Cuphead DLC. I got that.
Oh.
And man, that's fun. That's a fun little time to jump back into that. Very short, but it's just more Cuphead. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
They do have, I wanted to talk to you specifically about one element of it, because you play through that game with me and like, you know how like kind of almost cruel or like rude sometimes the challengingness of it can be.
Yes.
It really seems like they listened to how people took in the original game and really kind of messed with people in the second one, or at least with me. So like there's two levels. There's only like six new bosses and then like another boss that has like six versions or something, but whatever. The two of them, like, you know how you like walk up to an object or an item in the world, the hub world, and then, you know, pick that course. It's all bosses, by the way, no like platforming stages, but one of them is a cactus and one of them is an airplane. And I was like, I don't really want to do an airplane level. I'm going to do the cactus. Well, it turns out that the cactus is an airplane level and then the airplane is not an airplane level, which I was just like, you jerks, like you guys got me. But the airplane level is like, it's a dog fight. And so you stand on an airplane that takes up 1/3 of the bottom of the screen. And when you move left or right, it tilts the airplane and moves that platform back and forth. And then the final stages of that boss battle, the whole screen rotates 90 degrees. So like if you were holding your Switch, you have to rotate it 90 degrees. However, the control scheme doesn't alter, so it's not inverted. Ooh. So left and right still means left and right, but then you're like upside down doing it. And I was just like, man, you guys really had a fun time with this one, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But it's a pretty quick thing. I ran through them, played all those guys, enjoyed that. And I also watched Hell and Back. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the ding-dong
yeah,
thing.
Let's talk about Helen.
Okay, real quick plot. We're following two individuals played by Nick Swardson and the other dude is TJ Miller. And these two ne'er-do-wells work at a carnival on a pier with their other friend whose name is obviously, what was his name? It was Kurt.
Kurt. I was like, it's something with a C and a T.
Yes. Anyway, things are not going well at the carnival. And due to a signing of a contract for a silly piece of gum, they get sucked into a portal. And
it's a joke blood oath.
Yes.
Over like a Bible of the devil. Just as a goof, just as a little joke.
And that causes them to be sucked into a portal, get taken to hell, and we follow them as they go to try to save their friend Kurt from the devil and the tortures of hell.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, this movie was very much an early 2000s, not teen because it's very mature, but just like raunchy Harold and Kumar-esque, like.
It was an early 2000s throwback because this did come out in 2015.
So. That's true, but it felt like, is what I'm trying to say.
It felt like early 2000s. Some of the people that worked on this worked on Robot Chicken. And so that's, to me, the crossover of early 2000s.
Yes. Just like punchline, punchline, punchline. Inappropriate, inappropriate punchline. There's like not a whole lot of plot. Like it's mostly jokes. Mm-hmm. So we don't really want to like go through this beat by beat because if you did want to watch it, it's just kind of ruin the jokes.
What do you think of this movie?
I think I kind of just said what I thought of this movie. It was kind of a mixed bag for me. There wasn't like a ton of plot. It was mostly jokes. Some of the jokes were really funny. Some of them were very inappropriate. Some made you laugh because how uncomfortable they made you. But there was like a lot of good actors in this. Like along with our stars, there was like Danny McBride. There was Susan Sarandon, Mila Kunis, Jennifer Coolidge. There's one more. H. John Benjamin makes an appearance that I was not expecting because I didn't see his name in the credits.
Yeah.
Not a great character, but I heard his voice and got very excited because he is both Bob Belcher and Archer, which are two of my favorite animated series. So I got super excited. And then once I realized what his character was, I said, oh, no.
Yeah, kind of same. I was like,
Yeah.
Yeah. Also got Rob Riggle, Bob Odenkirk, Maria Bamford, Lance Bass. Which is kind of bananas. Just completely star. Kyle Kinane, who's also in Bob's Burgers. Yeah, all sorts of folks. This is, star-studded cast of people. I did not like this movie. I feel it. I am overly like passionate. Maybe I'm hyperbolic sometimes about,
I don't think you can squint your eyes any harder.
I'm embarrassed by myself because I can't. This is one of the worst things I've seen, almost ever. I don't. I was so mad watching it. I think it probably did not help that I watched it like by myself, like immediately after I woke up one morning. So not a great play. Like I just like woke up and watched it, and like part of the thing with this movie, I feel I was very close to also like. I had a conversation with Donna about this. I was like, I feel like I should like give Nick a heads up. And be like, hey, maybe half watch this while you're at work so you don't waste your time. And I was like, I like typed the message like several times and like I asked Donna and I was like, no, they can just watch. It's fine. They'll be fine. And I was like, I know. I wasted my time watching it. And look, I am all for edgelord humor and I probably would have laughed more if I was in company of people. I laughed. I found one joke like, that stood out that I thought was funny. And then I laughed once, like to myself. There was can I share those two jokes? Is that?
I was going to say it because I was like, hey, let's not go through this beat by beat. Like if you did have a favorite joke, like I'd love for us to share our favorite jokes. And I'm kind of curious if we have the same favorite joke.
Mine was like, I wish they would have like done more like this. Cause I felt like it was like just a quick aside. They talked about, so there's kind of a culminating thing where they're going to have this mass like execution is what they were calling, or like sacrifice.
Sacrifice. They're going to sacrifice Kurt just to make everyone in hell happy.
Yeah. So it's, there was just like a brief mention that the sacrifice was taking place at the like printer ink cartridge stadium, which is so, like that.
Oh, yeah.
That really got me of like, that's of course the sponsor of the stadium in hell because ink jet cartridges are awful. And I just, I like to myself, I felt warmth for the first time in the 90 minute runtime. I was like, and then I audibly chuckled the last time they did the bit where there's the one demon who's tormenting the souls by like subtle, like
inconveniences.
Yeah. And it wasn't that I thought it, like, I do think that's funny, but that's not why I laughed. I laughed because I was just like, like again, like it just because it like it wore me down and I was like, oh, okay, what about you? What were your favorites?
So funny you mentioned one demon. So kind of an overarching theme of this whole movie is that hell is more like a failing business and the devil is the Michael Scott of hell, and he's trying to make everyone happy, and like things are kind of rough, and we're not thinking of creative ways to torture people anymore. So there is this one demon who is torturing souls with just slight inconveniences. And this is so funny to me, and I've been laughing about it all weekend. But this demon has a Pizza Hut Taco Bell. He has a bunch of souls in line. And he goes, hey, order a pizza, order a pizza. And the soul's like, oh, sure, I'll take a pepperoni pizza. And he's like, there's no pizza. We only have burritos and chalupas and churros. And he's like cracking up. And the guy's like, oh, okay, I guess, you know, I guess I could have a burrito. And he's like, no, 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 order another pizza, order another pizza. And the soul's like, okay, sure, I'll take a pizza with extra cheese. And he's like, no. And he's just so like pleased with himself. And the soul couldn't care less. The soul's just like, I see. And the soul's like, are the demons like, ha, 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 welcome to hell. And it's just so funny.
And that's just, I think that's just, it is like, I really do enjoy the premise of this. I don't know. I was just so beaten down by it that, and it felt just so mean. Like, and again, I get the edgelord humor of the early aughts that they're like harkening back to, but like stuff like that felt just buried on top of the jokes that I was just like, no, like, can we not do more like as offensive as we can possibly try to be?
Yeah.
Oh man. I did. Yeah. No, that is the point that's like the only point of this, not the only point, but one of the points that I want to remember most is the Taco Bell Pizza Hut combo. I was so soured on it, and I've seen, did you like the stop motion of this?
It was nothing spectacular, but it wasn't bad stop motion.
That's kind of what I felt as well. Like, I thought the production designs of the sets and stuff, like, Hell looked really cool.
Hell looked super cool. It was a really cool interpretation.
I did, like, the character models were cool, but it's like, they didn't, like, inflection on the face was kind of lacking. Like, everybody kind of had
they weren't very expressive.
But I saw a lot of people online talk about how they were like, the animation's amazing. And I was like, like, I don't know. I didn't,
maybe in 2015.
Stop motion is very hard to do. I'm impressed that it even exists. But that being said, I wasn't blown away by it. I don't know. Yeah. Do you want to talk more about John H. Benjamin's character? Like, I don't, because that was, again.
I'm going to do a little, I'm going to rattle off just some like trigger warnings.
Please. Yes.
Kind of things that were brought up. So we do hear the N-word. That was the first big one, and they kind of make it a big deal. Like, a demon says it, and all the demons look at him and are like, you can't say that. And he's like, yeah, I can. It's hell. Like, of course I can say that. Then there's a gay joke, and then the devil says, hey, you, that's homophobic. You can't say that. This other demon's gay, and outs this demon. And then there's a little tie to Greek mythology in here with the presence of Orpheus, who famously went to hell to save his wife, who still happens to be in hell in this movie. And Orpheus has a very tragic story that he keeps talking about, where trees in hell are sentient, and he was assaulted by one as a young boy, and he talks about it a lot. And unfortunately, we meet the tree that assaulted him, and it is voiced by John H. Benjamin.
Yeah. There's a lot. And like those things you mentioned, there's like several instances of those throughout the entire movie. Then that specific story arc is like integral to the story. It's not like a throwaway thing. It's just the tree. Okay. Integral to the story. So it like keeps being brought up.
It keeps being brought up. It plays into the story pretty big, like twice. Mm-hmm. So like the story would not be the story without that, unfortunately. So yeah.
Yeah. I thought that the beans, the performances of this, I really felt like Mila Kunis, Bob Odenkirk, Mila Kunis plays kind of the love interest, what's a better term? That's not a good description of who,
she Dima. Is
Orpheus is,
yeah. She, is a half demon who's trying to find Orpheus. We find out later because she believes that he is her father. Mm. But she kind of helps the two ne'er-do-well boys out of a jam. And when she finds out that they know where Orpheus is, she agrees to like team up with them. And one of the boys is immediately infatuated with her.
Yes. Then Bob Odenkirk's the devil. He's given it his all.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Pretty good. And then John H. Benjamin really did great too. You could tell that he is the more voice acting side, I feel like. Because like, especially for what his character was, very expressive, and like I wanted to feel for that character more than I should have.
Yeah.
Really did great for what he was given. Beans. I don't know what else on this flick here. That was what I was gonna say. I think too, part of it, I really did not enjoy TJ Miller and Nick Swardson as the main two of this story. I think that would have made it a better experience if I liked their performance and characters. Like, I just,
yeah,
it felt like they put the mics down in front of them and they were like, just say stuff. And sometimes there were a couple of scenes where it felt like they did like the improv thing of just like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna say something, like, yeah. And it just, I was like very, very like lol random moments that I was like, I'm not here for it.
Yeah, there was a reoccurring bit where the alcohol in hell is like the devil's nectar and mortals can't really handle it. And it's like psychedelic with just like a sip, and they get their hands on that a couple of times. And then they just immediately just go into these chaotic episodes of like, can't control what they're saying or their bodies or what they're doing. And it's very, yes, very random. They probably improvised a bunch and they sliced it all together. Like,
yeah. Did you watch a lot of Robot Chicken growing up?
I had a stint of watching it. I think it just came on after something else. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have like the 15-minute episode. So I just like, I watched them every now and then. But
yeah, I had like a stint is a good way of putting it as well. Like maybe like a year or like a school year's worth of like, mm-hmm. It's probably more of a summer or so. But like, yeah, I watched a lot that summer. And I think it came on Adult Swim after Family Guy or after American Dad.
Yeah.
I feel like it was like,
yep.
Family Guy, American Dad, then that. And then King of the Hill was first. Right.
And those are what I would watch. So that's probably why.
I enjoyed Robot Chicken. Like, it's like, that's the compartmentalized 15-minute chunks of, I guess, kind of this kind of humor. I can deal with a lot better. Like, I would maybe still appreciate it. It's been a while since I've seen Robot Chicken, but I also don't think that like Seth Green or any of the major players in Robot Chicken had anything to do with Hell and Back. So
yeah, I don't think so.
I there are still bits of Robot Chicken that I look back on and with fondness. Not quite the same of this, but that you put go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Just that you put it well, that yeah, it's that early aughts feel. Like that is absolutely what this harkens to me.
Yeah. I think if this is something you want to watch, like if that's your jam, like we're not knocking this as, you know, a genre. It's just not really what we were expecting or what we're kind of into. If that's what you're into, hey, you're gonna love this movie. But if you do, you're like, you know what, I just want to watch it because it does have all these great actors in it, I would say make an evening out of it. Don't watch it alone. Watch it with somebody. Maybe have some kind of substance. And just like not give it 110% of your attention.
Yeah, because that's what I clinically watched this, which is probably like the worst.
Yeah.
It's probably the worst way of watching it. Of like, I might as well have like put on my thinking cap and got my little pen and pad. And I was like, all right, let's do this. And, you know.
Whereas I went with my partner. We got milkshakes. We came home. We got snacks. We watched it with milkshakes and chips and pizza and just we laughed a bunch, even with when it was like uncomfortable laughing and there was a lot of like, oh my gosh, like a lot of exclamation, but it was fun because we were both there experiencing it.
Yeah. So definitely with a grain of salt and with, be smart with how you watch it and don't do what I did, which was treat it like a 9-to-5. I also kind of makes me want to ask. So again, like I said up top, very much not for kids. Like, this is not like...
Absolutely not.
I mean, you know, if you don't care what your teenager watches, they're gonna eat this up. But it does make me think about adult like humor animation. And like, do you have any like favorites? I mean, Bob's Burgers to me is like a family. Like, and I'm not like being like, that's not adult humor, because it is. It's very, very smart.
Yeah.
And but like, I don't know, because I think about like, do you ever see Sausage Party? Seth Rogen's animated. I kind of the same boat. It felt a little bit better, but it had the same kind of like. But I also watched that like with Donna like years and years ago now, so I had a bit of a better experience than this one. But I don't know. Yeah, did you have any like favorite adult comedy animated movies? I'm trying to think of what some would be.
Think of any off the top of my head.
I watched one earlier this year as well called Fritz the Cat, and it is a film directed by a dude who you probably know, whose name I have right here. But it was an X-rated one. It was from 1972 by Ralph Bakshi. I may be mispronouncing that last name. He also directed the animated Lord of the Rings movie. Also Wizards, if you've ever seen that one. He also did Cool World with Brad Pitt, Heavy Traffic. But he was like really a pioneer in kind of like underground animation in like the 70s and 80s. He kind of fell off in the 90s. But Fritz the Cat, yeah, it's like intentionally as like offensive and racist, and like as a like kind of way of mirroring what the world looks like. And it's a cool commentary of the 70s, but I don't know. It's its own thing that I think it's not worth visiting unless you're wanting to get like 70s exploitation vibes. So maybe that's what this can be looked back as. Helen back, you like, remember in 2015 yeah, when things were like this? Yeah, that one comes to mind though. But
I'm looking at Google. I'm actually seeing a lot of movies we watched, but one that I think we've both seen, possibly, it's probably the only one I could think of, is Adam Sandler's 8 Crazy Nights.
Oh yeah. oh, that one. I think I'm going to watch that again this December for Enter the Sandman podcast I do with my cousin David, where we talk about Adam Sandler movies. And we were going to do that last December, but then I went and decided to, you know, move to the other side of the planet. And so
wild
stuff happened.
Oh, I forgot I went to theaters to see the Simpsons movie.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the Simpsons movie. That was one that like I was not in touch with The Simpsons enough when it came out. And so I was very bummed because everybody was talking about Spider Pig. And I was like, I don't know. And I never saw it. I saw it like years later. And it was way too late.
Yeah. I think I just went with my parents. Like, it wasn't something like I normally watch, but my parents would watch it like off and on. And they're like, oh, my parents love movies. I know I've said that. I'm sure I've said that many times. But they're like, we got to go see The Simpsons movie. I was like, okay.
We got to do it. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of the things. Like, and I say adult, I don't mean like, we're not talking about like the what do we watch? Loving Vincent, or, you know, not the,
you're talking about
stuff.
Like raunchy.
Yes.
Adult animated movies.
I don't know. I feel like those are some, we covered some bases on that.
Yeah, we covered some good ones for sure.
It's 3D. I mean, it's stop motion, so it's mostly in 3D, like world, I would say, not 2D, right?
Definitely 3D. I also just saw Bebe's Kids. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Oh my gosh. Hold on. I have to pull this up because I feel...
Yeah, I just saw that and my brain went like, you've definitely seen this movie.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen the movie itself, but I remember. I remember.
Yeah, I think my, like, someone in my family liked it and it would be on a lot. Like, not my parents, but like one of my uncles or something.
I think animation more than anything has that ability for me to like send me down like a memory warp pipe where I'm just like, whoa, like, and I'm like somewhere else. I'm just like, where am I?
I know, I saw it like hit you and you're like, whoa.
I was like, yes, I have. Well, I did that too. I feel like this is like a good place to maybe talk about. We're, you know, coming up on the end of the year here. So if you have any recommendations for animated movies you want us to watch, or not even recommendations, if you've just seen one and you're like, I want them to talk about it. That's what you sound like in my head, listener. If that's what you are experiencing and you want to reach out to us, let us know and we'll talk about it on the show. We'll put it into one of our movie slots, but we only have a couple months left. So I would say if you can get that to us by the end of November, so we have December to formulate the list, that would be appreciated. And then on Christmas Day, I guess is when that episode will come out, we'll probably have the list ready. But I don't know. I think that might be it. This is kind of a shorter one. I feel like I was kind of a sourpuss on it, and I appreciate you bringing it into a light, because I was so devastated.
Oh,
so dramatic. My gosh. I'm so sorry. I get it. It really was how I watched it. I am now.
Like, this movie ruined my life.
I was so frustrated with the. So anyway, but I appreciate you being like, no, well, like, you could have done, like, you know, something like this, and it would have been marginally better. So thank you for that, Nick. I appreciate it.
Yeah, nope. Yeah, that's why there's two people on this podcast, mm-hmm. and not just one.
That, well, there's more reasons than that, but yeah, no.
Well,
you're not just here to be the common sense to my.
There's two of us because mm-hmm. we balance each other.
Okay, that is good. That is true.
Because it's a balance.
Speaking of balance, do you know what we're watching next month?
What's next month? Next month is November, which means it's your birthday month, your pick, and you picked
Anomalisa.
Yep. That one, because I can't say it.
no worries. Yeah, no, it's I'm very excited. I'm excited for this one. It's another stop motion by one of my favorite directors, Charlie Kaufman. So excited to watch that.
I'm excited to watch it as well, because you're excited to watch it.
Oh, thank you. I'm let's overhype it for us and then have it be not as good as we hope. No, I'm kidding. It'll be good. It'll be fun. Before we wrap up, do you want to tell people where to reach out to us to give us movie recommendations or their thoughts?
Boy, you can reach out to us on Instagram or Twitter at 2D or not 2DCast. Or if you have lots of thoughts, you can send us an email at 2D or not 2DCast at gmail.com. Or if you don't like typing, you can send us a voice message at anchor.fm. You can find us on there, 2D or not 2DCast. So there's many ways to reach out to us, so, you know, do it, I guess. Tell us what to watch next year, or ask nicely for us to watch, or, you know, you can tell us too. We might not listen. There's options.
You've got options. Yeah, you can do it in whatever manner you would like, but just know, you know, if you come in with some hostility, you know, it might be met with, you know, if you're like, you should watch The Lamb Before Time, you idiots. If you say it like that, I might go, we're going to watch dinosaurs in your face.
Take that.
Is that what that movie was called with the dinosaurs in New York City? Just dinosaurs? We're Back. That's what I meant to say. Play it back and you'll hear me say it properly, probably. Instead of the puppet sitcom Dinosaurs. That's what I was thinking of. Anyway, thank you, everybody. Is there anything else before we go?
I just said it's We're Back, a Dinosaur Story. So, like, you were kind of, everyone was right.
Everybody's right there. Except for the person who called us jerks and told us to watch Land Before Time.
Yeah, you're wrong.
You're wrong, imaginary person. Unless you're real, and then you're still wrong. That's it. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Sorry. We're so sorry.
Why? Wait, no, I'm not sorry. They called us idiots.
No, not them, not them. Just, I don't know. this was an odd episode. I was apologizing. This one's a little different.
A little different. I mean, we're allowed to be a bit mixed on movies, you know, and now we know.
Yeah, for sure.
And now you know, listening, how to be prepared for watching this. We're, you know, you're not alone in liking or disliking it. My name's Brandon.
And I'm Nikki.
So be sure to next time.